And his out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And I don't have my book in front of me, but I believe it's number 238. So I'll check that as we go along through the interview. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2 and 107.7 on the FM dial. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And yes, like I mentioned, it is time for our Musicians Come and Play program, and we have our guest on the line this morning, and we're going to go to the phone line and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Fred Walter. Fred, how are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Brian?
Oh, there you are. I didn't have you potted up loud enough. So, yeah, doing well. How about yourself?
Doing real good. Awesome. I'm kind of where I'm at, and that helps.
Where are you at today, Fred?
Well, I'm down in Burnsville. My daughter has competition, my senior in high school, and so down here to support her, and Debbie and I and sister-in-law are down here in Burnsville where the sun's shining.
All right. Well, that's great. Did they get some snow down there, Fred, on Friday night, or is there none there either?
Well, there's none there either, just a few banks around, but otherwise the grass is kind of brownish green.
Okay, yeah. So we were spared of that snow that they were forecasting, but I know southern Minnesota got it, so I didn't know if it got that far up towards the cities or not. So, all right.
No, it don't look like it.
All right. Well, Fred, we're excited. I've been mentioning all morning that you've got a brand new CD coming out. That'll be number 4, Gospel Inspirational CD. But before we get to that, let's give the listeners a little background for those that don't know you, where you're born and raised, a little bit about your family life, your mom and dad and all, brothers and sisters. Bring us up to speed.
Well, I was born and raised 2 miles north of Westport, Minnesota, which is about 20 miles from Alexandria, and my parents had 14 children, and there was no TV in our home until I was a teenager, and that was only because my brother brought one home from the Air Force. And so our entertainment was around the piano, and our social life was revolved around church Sunday morning and Sunday night. Whether I wanted to go or not, we went, and then on Wednesday evening for prayer meetings. And my dad and mother could both play the piano very good. And my dad had sang in a quartet when in his younger years. And my mother, she played the piano up until she passed away at 97. My dad had died at the age of 68 in 1975. And we had milk cows, we had hogs, we had chickens, and we didn't. We had a big garden. We didn't plant it by the row. It was more like the acre with that many children. So I had a very happy child life, and if we were poor, we didn't know it, but we were always happy.
Well, that's awesome.
That's my child life. Yeah. And my dad, when he'd milk cows, oftentimes he would get inspired. You know, he'd be thinking, and poems would come to his mind, and he didn't want to lose the rhyme or something, so he would write these poems on the barn walls.
Uh-huh.
And some of those poems were obviously very inspirational, good Christian man, and my mother made it her ambition to keep those poems, and she copied them off the barn walls and put them in papers and gave it to each one of her children. And some of those he actually designated as songs. And so finally, after all these years, he was able to take three of those songs and got to come up with a melody, and we put them to music, hired the best musicians in Nashville, and they're going to be on this brand new CD. We're going to get the copies this coming week, and looking forward to that. And all of that inspired me to write a song as well, and so that'll also be on this CD.
All right, and which one is that
one? A lot of people are asking about it.
Sure. Which one is the one that you wrote, Fred?
The one I wrote is entitled That Rock.
Okay, number six, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know, I kind of like playing on words a little bit. Rock, stone, and stuff like that. Some words were juggling around in my mind about a year ago, and I wrote some down and then forgot about it for several months, and then when we decided to go to Nashville, I come up with a melody and worked on the words a little more. Debbie recorded the melody on her phone, and then we sent the demos from all the songs down to a guy that writes music in Nashville. His name is Joel Keith, and he wrote the music, and then he lined up the musicians. He had Alan Jackson, piano player, and professional drummer and steel guitar player, and Joel. He played guitar as well, bass guitar player. It was an exciting time. We finally recording those poems off the walls after 75 years, something like that.
Wow, that's an awesome story. So, Fred, do you sing, or do you? I mean, obviously you sing, but do you play an instrument as well, or you let the other guys do that part?
Well, I let the other people do that. I grew up around a piano, but some of my sisters had piano lessons. But if all 14 would have had piano lessons, my parents would have went broke.
Oh, yes.
But I can play stuff on the piano, but not real music. It's just crazy stuff that
sure.
Don't have music to it.
Okay. And now...
Learn to sing around the piano with family and stuff.
Okay. And now, with this recording, you've had your family involved. This one, you're probably said you're just using some of the Nashville musicians, but your previous recordings, you've involved your immediate family as well, huh?
Yes, I did. The CD we did a year ago in March, my two daughters, two of my four daughters were able to make the trip with me, Jessica and Grace. And they did the background singing on 5 of the 10 songs.
Okay.
And that was an honor to have family participate and give them a taste of the studios in Nashville. And they did an excellent job. And they were on the CD, Get Ready.
Okay.
Was the name of the last one.
Sure.
And we got a concert coming up April 7th. And this is actually the first time both of them are going to be able to be in the same place at the same time and help me with that concert.
Wow, that's exciting.
With me, the songs that we did in Nashville.
Okay. And where's the concert going to be, Fred?
Well, it's going to be at the Quad A Theater in Alexandria, Minnesota, 618 Broadway. It's the old movie theater downtown.
Okay.
And April 7th, 7 p.m. it starts. Doors will open at 6. And we'll have the three previous CDs that I did, plus the new one will be here this week, and they'll all be available. My wife she's the executive producer, and she said she's going to have special prices on the CDs that night.
Well, nice.
Yeah, she's the kind of the backbone, lines everything up for my concerts and does all the legwork to get all the royalties done ahead of time for the CDs and the other songs that we put on them. You have to pay to record other people's music and
sure.
royalties to the writers of the words. So it's quite a process, and I'm thankful she does that for me.
So is there a special event for the concert, or you just decided to throw a concert, or what is the theme of the concert?
Well, the theme of the concert is it's a revival concert.
Okay.
Debbie and I feel that the country needs a revival with all the problems going on. America's kind of in trouble, as most people know.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever people stray from the good Lord, there's going to be problems in our country. Has taken Bibles out of schools and taken down the Ten Commandments, and we really need to get back to the Bible and back to telling people about Jesus, the answer for people's life.
Okay.
And so it's a revival concert, and we're just praying the good Lord will use it for His glory.
There you go. And is there a cost to get in for the concert?
Well, there's not. We're going to take a free will offering.
Okay.
About halfway through it, and a lot of concerts, they have tickets, you know, you got to purchase.
Sure.
But when I was a child, my parents with all the kids used to take us to a gospel concert once in a while, and they weren't ticketed then. Had there been a high ticket price, I'd have never got to go to a concert and would never have fallen in love with this style of music that
sure.
the Lord is using.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Fred,
well, I want to give the same chance for other people.
There you go. If we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, Fred, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Yep, that sounds real good.
All righty. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. It is Holy Week, which means Sunday, April 1st, a week from today, is Easter. You have the opportunity to plan a great Easter Sunday meal when you stop and shop at the St. Joe Meat Market. The St. Joe Meat Market has John Morrell fully cooked, bone-in hams that can be purchased whole or half, or deboned and sliced at no extra charge, traying just 50 cents per pound extra. Several varieties of boneless hams are also available, including our ever-popular home-cured off-the-bone boneless ham. Whichever you choose, call ahead and place your order for even faster service. A full line of fresh meats and sausages are available for the non-traditional Easter meals. For those that just like to graze, we have meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, summer sausage, meatballs, and more. The St. Joe Meat Market also has on-hand colored Easter eggs for in those Easter baskets. And watch for the Broad of the Week series to start real soon. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you, and a happy Easter from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market in St. Joe, Minnesota. And I think we lost Fred. I just hear the busy sound on the telephone, so we'll get Fred back on the line here in just a moment and award him with that meat package. But in the meantime, we're going to put on a song here, and Fred called that one, the one that he wrote, one called That Rock. So let's listen to that one right now.
We read in the Bible a long, long time ago how God wrote His commands on a stone. But when you come to Jesus, He writes them on your heart. Now Jesus is the rock that won't depart. Now I'm standing on the rock since He rolled the stone away. On that blessed rock I will stay. That rock's my firm foundation, and we need not stray. He hears me every time I pray. Mary went to the tomb carved out of solid rock. wondering who would roll the stone away. But when she got there, she must have been in shock. The stone was gone, he arose from the grave. Now I'm standing on the rock since he rolled the stone away. On that blessed rock, I will stay. That rock's my firm foundation, and we need not stray. He hears me every time I pray. He's the stone the builders rejected, so they cannot find their way. They still think they'll have to pay. But the price has been paid in full for those who will believe. And he'll take us to heaven someday. Now I'm standing on the rock since he rolled the stone away. On that blessed rock I will stay. That rock's my firm foundation, and we need not stray. He hears me every time I pray. Now I'm standing on the rock since he rolled the stone away. On that blessed rock I will stay. That rock's my firm foundation, and we need not stray. He hears me every time I pray. He hears me every time I pray. I'm standing on that rock.
Fred Walter with one called That Rock, and Fred writing that song himself. And we've got Fred back on the line, so we'll bring Fred back in. And Fred, you're with us once again?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Well, a couple of things in mind right away. First of all, we lost you there somehow, Ma Bell. You know, funny things happen all the time. Cell phones, Ma Bell, things get confused, and all of a sudden you got a busy line, huh?
Yeah, my little flip phone sometimes, I think I tried to adjust it on my ear, and it disconnected.
Okay, and that's all right. So we got a chance to listen to that song. First of all, we finished up with the ad, and we just wanted to tell you that for being our guest on the program, you've been here before. We're going to get you that meat package and get that to you. Hope that you and Debbie and the family enjoy it in good health, and that's going to work okay for you.
That will work great. Debbie's in love with your maple breakfast, obviously.
All right. Well, that's great. There'll be some of those in there for you. Good. And so then in the meantime, we started listening to That Rock, and that's the song you wrote yourself. And boy, you can really get down there. Got that deep bass voice there for the end of the song. That's awesome. How is that?
Well, it's naturally a little deeper, but it seems like the more you sing, it can hit them a little more consistently.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun to be able to put them in the basement once in a while.
Yes, it is. You always hear a lot of the gospel groups, whether it's the Gaithers or the Oak Ridge Boys. Everybody seems to have that real high alto voice, or at least a tenor voice, but then they also carry a bass man too. So you kind of got a good range. You get both ways, huh?
Yeah. And then on that, my producer, Dave Needham, he did the background thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So he cut those in on the track after I recorded the first part, and he's just an excellent musician as well.
All right. Yeah, and that brings me to mind the art of recording. I mean, it has changed so much over the years. That must be quite a thrill to record at a place like Nashville, huh?
It is quite a thrill. You know, they got the best recording equipment in the world, and to watch that engineer, his name is Rory Rosetta, he's just got a tremendous ear for the music, and to do the tracking and adjusting the volumes, especially when we have a live band there for this last time. Otherwise, the music I sing has been previously professionally recorded by bands, but this way he could adjust the music and everything. For the guitar, he could raise and lower the volume on the drums or the piano, and Gary the Kingpin, the piano player, on one of the songs, he did the track playing the piano, which he was excellent at, but then he went and added the synthesizer to it on the next he added that and put that in with his piano. And on another song, they have what they call a country organ, and he added that to it, the same song, too. And then they put it all together, and when they get done, it makes me sound better than I actually am.
That's awesome. I'll tell you. And for those of us, myself included, that are old enough to go back in time, you know, back in the days when we used to record, I mean, there was no putting in and cutting and patching. You had all hands on deck. Everybody started and stopped on a dime, and if they didn't, you had to go back and redo it. So did you ever get in on that too?
Well, they sometimes, well, practically every song, they'll have me go back and redo maybe a certain part, but I only have to redo maybe one line or something if I didn't pronounce the word exactly correct. So they can plug that in, you know, right in with all the good parts without doing the whole song over. So
sure.
That's pretty amazing. And the way they have it all computerized and on screen, and it's an amazing process, and just honored to be able to do some of that and put it on CD.
Absolutely. And for those folks just joining us right now, we're visiting with Fred Walter out of Osakis, Minnesota. Fred just releasing a brand new CD, Southern Gospel CD. And it's not out yet, but it should be out within the upcoming week or two. We should have it available. And Fred also, and again, I'll let you promote the concert. That's coming up on April 7th, so just, 2 weeks away?
Yep, 2 weeks away. It's the Saturday after Easter, April 7th.
Yep.
The concert starts at 7 p.m. at the Quad A Theater in downtown Alexandria. And they've just got some new seating in there, so it's going to be comfortable, and they will be using their sound equipment. So we're going to have a good time. My two daughters, Jessica and Grace, will be there and doing the background singing on the songs that they were able to do with me in Nashville. And we're just going to have a good time. The seats are, no tickets are necessary. We will be taking a free will offering, but those that come just come, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord.
Well, that's awesome. Very, very good. What's the future hold, Fred? Do you do a lot of performances throughout the year? Are you booked up? People can get a hold of you if they'd like to hire you, or tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we do have a few things that are in the near future. We'll be singing down in Mankato at a church in 2 weeks from today, actually. But we'll go to any church, and they can contact my wife at 320-808-5010. And she does the scheduling. She knows the days that I have available. Or you can contact her at fdwalter@arvig.net. And we're on Facebook, too, so she keeps track of all that.
Okay.
My right hand and most of my left, I'm keeping that stuff going.
If you're like me, boy, you'd need those two extra hands with all that technology. Good with all that new Fandangle multimedia stuff and that, so... great that Debbie can do that for you.
I'm not either, so I really depend on her, and she does an excellent job with it, even though she says she's not good at it, but I think she is.
Oh, there you go.
She does marvelous with it. So people can get on. We'll come to any church, we can schedule it for any event, and be happy to sing for folks anywhere.
Well,
always an honor to sing for the Lord.
That's awesome. You bet. And, again, it is such a great thing to do, to give praise to the Lord. There's just not enough of that nowadays. People are so demanding in life and just expecting everything. And you got to realize we came in with nothing. We leave with nothing. And it's always good to give thanks, right?
That's right. The Bible says that God has put in eternity in the heart of every man. So people need to think about eternity and where they're going to spend it. And if you get back to the Bible, and the Bible points all the way from Genesis to Revelation to Jesus as the only answer. And that's what the songs are about. They're kind of story songs But each song is kind of like a mini sermon that points you to the good Lord, and that's why I love that style of music.
Yes, and talking about that CD, I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm looking at the spec copy here. And so besides the song that you wrote and the two songs that are music to your dad's poems, we'll hear all of those. But then you have some traditional favorites on there as well. The Old Rugged Cross is one. I really like that one. Some of the other ones, Fred?
Well, we have Amazing Grace on there. My one daughter that lives in Dodge Center, she said, Dad, put some hymns on your next CD. And so the Old Rugged Cross and Amazing Grace, the music is great, professionally done. And then Debbie's mom, she always liked Mansion Over the Hilltop.
That's a great song.
A very good song. And Me and God, that's a song that Josh Turner made popular here a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And of course, the two songs my dad wrote, poems, Right Living and Our Savior, he had them names, so I didn't have to name them. And then the song, Where Could I Go But To the Lord, a good old, like, 1950s quartet style music. Elvis Presley made that one popular.
Absolutely.
And Where the Roses Never Fade, that's another
I think that's my favorite, yeah. I like that one.
And I didn't know which song to do for the final song on here, and I had about four of them picked out that are possibilities, and I kind of ended up with one and decided to listen to them all again. And the last one, the only real piece, really spoke to me. And after playing it a few times, you know, tears were in my eyes, I thought, well, the good Lord wants me this one. People need to listen to that last one. It's entitled The Only Real Piece.
Okay. Well, we're going to be getting to those songs in just a couple moments. Fred, I asked you before, and I'll ask you again. I don't remember what you told me the last time, but I always ask each and every guest if they look back over their life, their history, their career, if there's a memory that stands out that was really special, whether it's at an event, a concert, a performance, or if it's just something quiet in your lifetime or in your growing up years. What stands out in your mind, Fred?
Well, there's several things stand out in my mind, but probably one of the most special things is when I was 9 years old. My one sister, who was 20 at the time, she took me aside one day, and, well, it was, I knew something was a little different in the home, but we had a family picture taken and stuff, and she took me aside and said, Fred, you really need to accept Jesus into your life, and she made me promise that I would that summer at a camp meeting. And a few days later, she died of open heart surgery.
Oh, my.
And that stuck with me for a long time. I was a fool and didn't accept Christ when I promised her I would. But 19 years later, when I did, there was not only relief in my heart and life because I accepted Jesus, my sins were gone, and felt forgiveness, but also that I kept that promise to her. And I sang that song on a previous CD as well. That one's on the Hold On CD.
Okay.
And I give that testimony about her. And so that's a great memory, but I have a lot of great memories, a happy childhood. But that one does stick out.
Boy, that's an awesome memory. I mean, that's really special. You bet. Well, with that, our time is about run out, Fred, so
okay. We
really want to take this opportunity to thank you again for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're busy down there and the city's there, and we hope that things go well for your daughter at her event there. And I told you last time, good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again.
It sounds good. I always look forward to visiting with you, Si, and appreciate your good work every Sunday morning on Chasm.
Awesome. Thanks a bunch, Fred. We'll let you run right now, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. God bless you.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Fred Walter, our 237th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And that takes us to 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have 30 37, our current temperature here in Albany. Don't go away. We've got more music coming up with Fred Walter. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there and wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. And I didn't bring my book along, so I'm not sure if it's 237 or 238. Could be 238. We'll check it out and we'll let you know next week. We're now at 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We have 37, our current temperature here in Albany. Going to move right into the music of Fred Walter, his brand new CD that'll be coming out real soon. And he's mentioned this one in the interview that he does this one. It's a Josh Turner song, one called Me and God.
There ain't nothing that can't be done by me and God. Ain't nobody gonna come between me and God. One day we'll live together where the angels trod, me and God. Early in the morning talking it over, me and God. At night talking it over, me and God. You could say we're like two peas in a pod, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world the staff and rod, we're a team, me and God. I am weak and he is strong, me and God. He forgives me when I'm wrong, me and God. The one I lean on when life gets hard, me and God. He's my father, he's my friend, the beginning and the end. He rules the world the staff and rod. We're a team, me and God. He rules the world with a staff and rod. We're a team, me and God. We're a team, me and God.
Fred Walter with one called Me and God. Yes, a Josh Turner recording a couple of years back, and Fred doing his own version of it. A really good rendition there. Me and God. Music continues right now. Another one, a traditional one. This one, it's one called The Old Rugged Cross. Fred Walter.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will claim and exchange it some.
Fred Walter with one called The Old Rugged Cross. And boy, Fred, tremendous singing voice there. And yeah, we've talked about this before already, that yeah, we've been raised to believe, taught to believe that if whatever the good Lord gave you, whether it's a good singing voice or a bad singing voice, you're supposed to sing out and give it back to him. That's what he wants. And Fred definitely doing that with a great voice there. As we move into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Tour Coast First Line Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet each and every week at this time. Turco has all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. And they have the extended tours to the big cities all around this country. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And they do the casino tours in and about our area. And they are fired up and excited about that big Ark Encounter trip that is coming up April 23rd through the 27th. So just a month away right now. If you haven't jumped off the fence yet, it's time to do that. You give them a call and get signed up. Cost is just $8.99 per person based on double occupancy. You can make that reservation two different ways. You can call Joyce Mouse, as the Jerry and Joyce Band are joining Turco on this Ark Encounter. Joyce's phone number, 320-630-4444. Again, that's 320-630-4444. Or you can call Dave over at Turco. And Dave's toll-free number, 1-800-868-7261. And yeah, you can make that reservation. You can also request a brochure, get on their mailing list, yeah, or make a reservation on any or all of their great trips that they have scheduled. So great organization there, Dave Ebertowski and the gang over at Turco, and they'd love to have you join them on any one of their great tours, including this Ark Encounter. Five inspiring days in April 23rd through the 27th. And again, like I mentioned, Jerry and Joyce, they will be entertaining. They'll be entertaining you on a two-hour dinner cruise on the Ohio River. So that should be some fun stuff. Always, music always sounds so good across the water. Yeah, and you're also going to see the Ark, and that is the full-size replica of the Noah's Ark. Just the same specifications as fits the exact specifications of the Ark that Noah built. And there's other sites along the way. You're going to stop at the Indy 500 Museum, Creation Museum, the National Air Force Museum in Dayton, Ohio, and much, much more. So again, give a call this week and join up. Get on board. Again, Joyce Mouse's number, 320-630-4444. Or you can call Turco Direct, 1-800-868-7261. Turco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with Fred Walter off of his brand new release, his new CD, and it's going to be called How Sweet the Sound with Fred Walter. And he had talked about his dad, Kenneth Walter, passing away at a young age, but had wrote these poems on the walls inside the barn. And this is one of them that Fred put to music then. It's one called Right Living. Fred Walter.
A little more help for those in distress, a little more living of what we confess, a little more passion for the lost, a little less grumbling at bearing our cross. It's all about right living, doing exactly what Jesus said, an example for those around me, pointing them to the cross with right living. A little more joy, a little less gloom, a little more cheer as we travel along, a little more smiling, a little less frown, a little more lifting those that are down. It's all about exactly what Jesus said. An example, those around me, pointing them to the cross with right living. A little less getting, a little more give, a little more helping others to live, a little more work, a little less talk, straighter path in our daily walk. It's all about right living, doing exactly what Jesus said. An example, me, pointing them to the cross with right living. An example, those around me, pointing them to the cross, pointing them to the cross. I'm pointing them to the cross with right living. It's all about right living.
Boy, pretty tune there, Mr. Fred Walter. One called Right Living. And again, that's a poem that his dad wrote in his lifetime. He would write poems on the wall as he was in the barn milking the cows and didn't want to lose his train of thought. So he wrote these poems out on the barn, and Fred now putting music to it. Starts out a little bit like Alan Jackson's tune, Little Bitty. Reminds me of that one. But great music there by Mr. Fred Walter. Music continues 24 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. And here's another traditional favorite. It's this one, Fred Walter's version of Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will begun. Amazing grace. but now I see. How sweet the sound.
Fred Walter with a traditional favorite there, Amazing Grace. Great recording. 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we are at 37 degrees, our temperature here in Albany. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they invite you to be part of their traveling family. Join a traveling family, let's start making memories together, is what they say. And they're excited about big travel shows coming up tomorrow. You're invited to their travel shows at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They're going to be at the Country Inn and Suites at St. Cloud, and that's on Highway 10 East, Country Inn Suites, and they'll be telling you about all of their upcoming tours. Then, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock, they'll be right here in Albany, right in town, at the Hillcrest Family Restaurant. Presentations on all of their tours, including international tours to Ireland in March of 2019, and to Oberallgäu and Germany, and that's planned for July of 2020. There's going to be refreshments and prizes, so you'll want to join in the fun. Again, that's tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock at the Country Inn Suites in St. Cloud, Highway 10 East, and then at 7 tomorrow night at the Hillcrest Family Restaurant right here in Albany. And they are excited about all of the upcoming trips. Of course, they've got the 5th Annual Spring Mystery Trip, and that's coming up real soon here in April, April 18th through the 20th. Then they do the Springtime in Kentucky and the Carolinas trip later part of April. There's also an annual quilt tour. That's the 2nd annual. That's in May. Pella Tulip Festival in May. 25th Annual Alaska Cruise and Land Vacation in July. And the page just goes on and on. Just got another update from Laverne. Yes, when you get on her mailing list, you get one of these envelopes, and it is full of color brochures. Really, really neat. And gets you all excited about going on a trip with Laverne's Travel. And in this case here, there's a brochure about the cherry blossom trip coming up. Springtime in Kentucky and the Carolinas is in here. The yellow one is a Quilt Town brochure about their Quilt Town trip. Then there's one about the Pella Tulip Festival, also the Amana Colonies and Prairie Meadow Casino and Racetrack in Altoona, Iowa. So that whole brochure is in there. And let's see, which other one? Canadian Rockies is in this envelope. I get these several times a year from Laverne, and it's really fun to look through all of those trips. You can do the same by giving Laverne and Kim a call. Get on their mailing list. They'll be happy to mail you these brochures and invite you to join them with their traveling family. Again, their phone number, 1-800-840-9211. That's to make a reservation to get on board the bus, maybe get on their mailing list, or, yeah, find out about any or all of these trips. Give them a call, 1-800-840-9211. And they also keep a very nice website. I'll see all of the trips on their website, www.lavernestravel.com. Laverne's Travel, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Getting back to the music of Fred Walter, his brand new CD that will be coming out in a week or so. And Fred was talking about he had 9 songs down and he needed that 10th one and just couldn't make up his mind. This was the one that came out in his heart. Number 10, it's called The Only Real Peace. Fred Walter.
Life is a few days of trouble, a wise man once said. But I'll not complain, for I'm sheltered, I'm clothed, I'm fed. But many's the trial, my wants and my dreams put me through. And the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustrations, I need you. I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Higher I've soared in my dreams, the harder I fall. And sometimes I've wondered if dreams are worth dreaming at all. But my disappointments can't keep me blinded and blue. Now when I'm reminded of sweet peace I have, Lord, in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustrations, I need you. I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
Play that chorus one more time.
The only that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's frustrations, I need you. I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
Great song there by Fred Walter, one called The Only Real Peace, Mr. Fred Walter. That's coming off of his brand new CD that'll be out in about a week, one called How Sweet the Sound. And again, we just want to remind you about the big concert that they're putting on. That's going to be in Alexandria coming up a week from Saturday, Saturday after Easter, April 7th. And local Nashville recording artist Fred Walter, featuring his Southern Gospel music, free will offering will be taken up. It's a revival concert. And they're going to have their CDs there, special CD rates, featuring the music of Fred's daughters backing him up there, Jessica and Grace. So, yeah, should be a great time. And again, that's going to be at the 4A, the Quad A Theater That's in Alexandria, 618 Broadway Street. And the concert time, 7 p.m. on Saturday, April 7th. Fred Walter, Southern Gospel Music. 10 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. We're going to wrap up this edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And this is the one that I think is really a pretty song on this recording. This one is called Where the Roses Never Fade. Fred Walter.
Here's another song about heaven. Listen to the words. I am going to a city where the streets with gold are laid, where the tree of life is blue.
Pretty tune there, Mr. Fred Walter. One called Where the Roses Never Fade. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 7 minutes now past before the hour of 1 o'clock, 7 before 1, and currently 38 our temperature here in Albany.